Welcome to The Rich Life Show, the show designed to help you build long-term financial success, achieve peace of mind, and enjoy your life through community, family, and faith. Now, here's your host, Rich Life Advisor, Bo Henderson.
Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. That's Winston Churchill, and we're going to be talking a little bit about fear and failure today. And remember, it's about progress, not perfection. Are we moving forward? It's the ability to move forward that really makes the difference. Today on The Rich Life Show, we'll be talking about fear, your money, motivation, and a lot more. And I'm really excited to have back with us in the studio my co-host, Joy Allgood. How's it going, Joy?
Oh, woot woot. It's going good, Bo. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, good.
And I love the fact that you opened the show with a quote.
Well, yeah, there's nothing like bringing it in with a little Winston Churchill.
Hey, you know, I love me some Winston.
Okay, well, good. So, first thing, let's start off and let's thank our sponsors, some of these businesses that I just really appreciate what they do. And I'm proud to be affiliated with them for the way they treat their customers and what they do in the community. Peach State Bank and Trust, We Clean Cleaners, and American Family Insurance. So thank you guys. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I actually had, you know, because we spoke a lot about having, well, we promoted a lot for Peach State Bank, especially. They were running that special, open up a children's savings account, and you get, it was like they matched up to, what, $50?
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Silva, who unfortunately is not with us today, he took both of his kids. I was about to say all of them, but only those two. He took both of his kids. Took them up there and got everything set up, and they treated them like gold.
Well, and that's good. Something, too. I talked to Susan there, and she said that the only way you can get that is either if you've heard us through the radio, you can say you heard it on the Rich Life Show on the radio, or you have to get an invitation in the mail.
Perfect.
So free money. Go to, if you have kids and you want to teach them some of these lessons, we've been talking about a lot over the last few weeks. There's a lot of times when, as parents, we can take opportunities. It might even take a little effort. You might have to drive to the bank. You might have to have a conversation. But let's teach our kids some basics and foundations with money so that they're not another one of these people that are in their 30s and 40s coming in because the world's had to teach them the hard way.
And I'm telling you, if you're a parent, you have more effort. You have to, like, drum it up sometimes. It's just like, oh, all right, yes, I know it's Saturday and I have to get up at 7 o'clock and make muffins and send my kid to football.
Well, in your case, Joy, you might want to take one at a time and do it over a few weeks.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't try to drag all three in.
You should have told me that 3 weeks ago.
Oops. All right. Well, one of the things, we love our communication, our interaction with our listeners, and want to share some that's come in this week. But as we do that, Joy, let people know, how do we interact? How do people communicate with us?
We are all about technology at the Rich Life Show. So you can definitely, of course, go Facebook. It's facebook.com/Rich Life Advisors. You can always find us on Twitter, and you can tweet us at Rich Life Advisor. You can always go to richlifeshow.com. You can find out anything you need to know about the show. You can click Ask Bo. I'm still waiting for an Ask Joy button, but I'm thinking that
yeah.
I have to get on that a little bit further. But yeah, hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter, and definitely go to richlifeshow.com. We have a lot of great stuff going on.
Well, speaking of that, so we ask every week, and something we put out and that we share every week is, what's going on out there that makes your life rich? What is it that you're thankful for? And had some things come in this week that I want to share. And if you want to share with us, we'd love to hear what it is that's going right in your life. I think we spend a lot of the week, and it's a tendency to spend a lot of our times focused on what's going wrong and maybe even blaming and complaining. And the issue with that is what we focus on expands. And do we want to self-fulfill and create more of that thing, the things that are not going good in our life? How about let's be thankful and have gratitude for what's going right? So I had Lisa write in. This is a great one. Before I even say that, so Lisa wrote in, and this is a reminder that it doesn't have to be a big deal. Sometimes things that you're grateful for can just be the little things in life. So Lisa wrote, I'm grateful for a stylist who listens and finally gets my hair color right.
Oh.
How about that?
Okay, you finish this, because I totally have a comment.
You got
on
a comment?
One.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Social media to let me share with people all over the world, and her brother makes her life rich because it's his birthday, and he's older than her, and, of course, her faith and amazing family. So she went all the way. She went spectrum from hair color to face.
Lisa, If you are listening today, I need for you to get with me on Facebook. I need your stylist number. Please. Thank you, Lisa.
So hair color can be a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
It's crazy.
So what is it? The little things, the big things. You know, we got family, we got business, we got all this stuff. What is it that makes your life rich?
Well, we actually had Steve. Steve posted something, and thank you, Steve, for posting. This is what he had to say. 9 years ago, last month. This really didn't make much sense, does it? That's okay.
Nine years ago, last month.
That's right. In a very short window of time, I left a successful radio career without a full-time job, got divorced, was $65,000 in debt, and had to move in with family at age 35. 9 years ago this month, I had a pivotal moment on a golf driving range, standing under power lines in a thunderstorm, barefoot in wet grass, waving the club and daring God to hit me. And by the way, he wasn't mad at God, just kind of sick of his life. He didn't get hit. Matter of fact, others who ran from the storm left behind their buckets of golf balls, kept hitting them until, he left them behind. Kept hitting him until his arms were about to fall off, getting out all of his frustrations. As I walked to my car, the sun came out. Decided shortly after, with help from his life coach, to become a professional speaker and share my stories as the most authentic speaker who ever set foot on a stage.
Now, Steve, what I want to thank, I'm thankful for this post and this comment because he posted something that wasn't a great time in his life.
No.
You know, he went through some stuff. A marriage went down. Debt went under financially, had to move back in with his family. But what I love about him sharing that is his rich life story is that in that and going through that, he found his purpose.
And sometimes you have to kind of go out there to the range and really, it could be the range. It could be sitting in a stylist chair. It could be anything you need to get out the frustrations that you need to kind of overcome that. And then speak with a life coach or a pastor or a good friend. And that's when you kind of get over that hump. And next thing you know, you're making your life better, which is exactly what Steve did. Amidst everything, that is exactly what he did. And I know that my husband would have loved to have been out there on that range with him.
I mean, that was so vivid. He hit golf balls until his arms were about to fall off. I mean, that's frustration.
It takes what it takes sometimes. A lot of people, it's different for everybody, you know. Some people, and unfortunately for some people, they go and sing karaoke. Other people, they go to the range. Some people work out. They go to a spin class or they do boot camp in the mornings. And this is what works out their frustration. But what it was doing was not, he wasn't only working out his frustration. He was also getting just his mind in tune with his body and saying, you know what? I'm going to do whatever I have to do. I'm going to do it until I can overcome this. And then you just turn around. Like you said, the sun came out as soon as he was, you know, walking to his car.
Well, and sometimes that's exactly what it takes to get to where we need to get to, is hitting kind of that rock bottom. So thanks so much for sharing. And what I love about those kind of shares, Joy, is that there's people out there in a really bad place right now, and they hear something like that saying, wow, maybe I'm getting real close to where I need to be to really turn this thing around and figure out where I need to go and what's my next step.
Going to get some golf clubs, obviously.
Yeah, go. A punching bag would work, too.
Ooh.
A heavy bag. So I saw one come in from Kat. Did you want to read that?
Oh, let's see. Which one came in from Kat? We have had so many, guys. It's kind of crazy. You know what? We did have one come in from Kat. I am actually privileged to say this one. What Kat wrote in was, today I'm thankful for friends with whom I can truly be myself. We often spend so much time trying to fit in with folks, being what they want us to be or what we think they want us to be. We all do idiotic things along the way. We will never be perfect. But as long as we are striving each day to live more like Jesus, being yourself should be enough.
Very good.
And I have to throw this in there. This happens to be my mother.
That's mom. So she went friends and faith. big ones.
Well, appreciate you kicking in the family there, Mom. No,
I'm just kidding. That's right. Thanks, Mom. Yeah. No, great. I appreciate that, Kat. And Susan from Nebraska actually wrote in, "You makes her life rich." So I don't know if that's me. I don't know if that's you. I don't know if that's the show.
It's
but
me.
Thank you. Okay. So joy makes her life rich. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Susan. So when we come back, what we're going to talk about is we're going to be talking about what I call the number one killer of a person's rich life, from living exactly the life they're meant to live, and maybe getting through this piece, like Steve was saying, to find his purpose and what he's passionate about and joyful about. We'll be back after a break. We got a lot more to talk about when it comes to fear. Feel the fear and do it anyway. We've got money questions. And I don't know about you, Joy, but my guess is that you, me, and all our listeners could every now and then use an extra shot of motivation. What do you say?
Well, I'm scared that I'm not going to get some onion rings from Burger King.
That's motivation itself.
That's right there.
Saturday Can Do Radio on WDUN is presented by Roberts Plumbing.
This is Scott Roberts, and we can and will do for you.
Online at callrobertsplumbing.com.
Well, we went to the break, and we're kind of overwhelmed. We have so many people sharing what it is that makes their life rich. Love the stories, love the shares. Not only is it a blessing to us here in the studio, it blesses the people that listen to us, follow what we're doing. If you have questions or would just like to share what's going on that you're thankful for, always can find us at Rich Life Advisors on Facebook. Rich Life Advisor on Twitter, if you're the tweeting kind. If you have questions that you want us to answer about your personal financial planning, ask Bo. That's askbeau.com. And we'd love to hear from you. But one of the things I want to talk about next is what I call the number one killer of your rich life. And this has come up several times this week in conversations. And it's fear. And in doing a little research to talk about this today, I found an article this year from the National Institute of Mental Health, and the percentage of things feared that will never take place at all is 60%. So we worry and are concerned about things over half the time that will never happen anyway. Percentage of things feared that happened in the past that we're still worried about and can't be changed was 30%. And then here's a big one. This is the one that I think is key to be aware of. The percentage of things feared that are really insignificant, 90%. Mm. So what if our life and us doing the things we want to do, having the relationships we want to do, having the money we want to have, having the business we want to have, what if we're held back from that and 90% of that is really not even a good reason to hold us back? That we're the fear to move forward. So some examples is, why do we fear? And the conversations that were happening this week, what came up is a big fear is a fear of failure. So what if I do things? What if I do things when it comes to having a better relationship with money and I fail? What if I start a business and I fail? What if I am in a relationship and invest in a relationship and it fails? So there's a fear of failure a lot of times that keeps people from taking action towards what they really want. Another fear that comes up is a fear of embarrassment. What if I do it and somebody sees me not have a successful outcome? And Joy, you've heard me say this a lot over the last couple of years, is that a lot of times we worry so much about what other people think. And then when it really comes down to it and we get to some of the places like where Steve got, is we realize people don't really care that much about us at all.
They don't care.
They're busy with their own stuff.
Of course they are. But I think it's human nature. And I really do. I really believe it's human nature for us to be scared of failure, for us to be, you know, have this embarrassment. But I think the embarrassment also, it really heavily ties to a failure, not within society, but a failure within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think most of the embarrassment comes from in a lot of situations is, you know, I'm embarrassed for myself.
Right.
Not because of, you know, especially when you have, if you have somebody that's a really big self-motivator and they let down themselves, it's a huge embarrassment to themselves. And no, nobody else cares, but it almost doesn't even really matter. And that's when you really have to find your place, like Steve did
mm-hmm.
on the range, and work through that.
Right.
And get over.
Sometimes there's just a different... Sometimes you step back and you just see a clear path.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that comes up is a fear of, what if I actually do succeed? Mm-hmm. Then I got to let go of all these stories that I've identified myself with. That's always been my excuses. We talk about the blaming and complaining. I'd have to give that up if I actually succeeded. And some people, their entire identity is around their story. That's who they are. I'm the complainer. I'm the person, you know. So those are three reasons that why people fear that keep coming up in conversations all the time when people are asking, how do I get to the next place, or how do I get to where I want to be, or how do I find my mission and my message and my purpose? And the killer here is that if fear paralyzes you from taking action and moving forward, and the reason is price versus cost. So say, okay, if we were to do some things to get where we want to with money, say it might be hard. I might have to change my lifestyle a little bit to save money to get out of debt. But that's the price. But what's the cost in the future if I don't do that?
You're right. Price versus cost is very significant, and it's very, very difficult to deal with and look at, because it's not about money, really. When it boils down to it, what it's about is your life. It is literally about your life. If you are out doing something, running a business, working three jobs. I mean, I met someone, my son plays football and for park and rec department. And I met someone, we were doing equipment pickup on Wednesday. And he was like, you know, I have, you know, three jobs. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, I am leaving right now because I know my son wants me to be there for his equipment pickup. It's a huge thing. That's a perfect example of price versus cost. Yes, he has to work really, really hard to support himself, but he understands what's going to, you know, he understands, well, the quality time that he puts in and invests in his life and his children's life.
Right. And the cost in the future might be relationships that he wish he could get back.
Exactly.
And think about that across the board, health. The price might be getting up early and going to work out. The cost in the future is all kinds of medical problems and things we've talked about. Relationships. It might take a little effort to plan these date nights with your spouse.
You going to watch my kids, Bo?
I have.
Oh, wait, never mind. Let me retract that. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
What? You don't like them coming home with a Mountain Dew?
A Mountain Dew, a Coke, and like a Snickers bar. No.
So we talk about the price versus the cost. So the whole point there is that it can be really irrational if we can step back and be aware, okay, this fear is keeping me from making that phone call. It's mm-hmm. keeping me from setting that date. It's keeping me from reaching out to that family member that I really know I need to make things right with. So let's step back and let's really look at, because by not taking that action, you're pretty much ensuring that you're going to face the cost in the future, which across the board is always going to be worse than the price now.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do about it? Well, when we come back, that's what we'll talk about is, so we've got this fear, and it's always better to face your fear now and move forward. That'll get you on your path to your goals, your objectives. And so what are we going to do about it? So we'll talk about that, and also, how do we motivate ourselves? How do we get that extra shot of motivation when we need it? When we come back, right here on The Rich Life Show.
Welcome to The Rich Life Show, the show designed to help you build long-term financial success, achieve peace of mind, and enjoy your life through community, family, and faith. Now, here's your host, Rich Life Advisor, Bo Henderson.
So we went to the break talking about the rich life killer and fear. And we talked about how sometimes if we can be aware that the fear is keeping us from taking the steps to move towards what we really are trying to accomplish, we realize we're really kind of setting up a self-sabotaging situation there. So the question we left going into the break was, what can we do about it? And the answer is anything. Do something. Do something small. Talking to a guy this week who had 45 calls he's been putting off making, basically 45 leads he'd been putting off making a call on for a month because it seemed like a daunting task. So my challenge to him was make one call and tomorrow and call me and tell me you did it. Do something. It might be walking around the block and doing 10 push-ups if it's a health goal. Just get something do something and get something going so you can create momentum and move towards what you're trying to accomplish. And again, this is your health. This is your business. This is your money. This is your relationships. Take that first step, and those little steps can move you towards getting over that fear. I find nothing better than taking action to get you in the right frame of mind to move through that fear anyway.
Well, you aren't going to get anywhere if you don't take any action.
Right. And sometimes, this is a great segue, because sometimes what we need with this is a little motivation.
You just need a kick in the pants. You just need somebody to literally say, I mean, and that's what it takes sometimes, you know, is it really does take for somebody to just say, just get up and do it.
Yeah, what motivates us? But we're in luck today, because we have a true authority and an expert on motivation, Sean Doyle.
You don't like my approach?
No, I like yours.
You like the whole punch in the face and the kick in the rear?
I'm sure Sean's going to say that's great, Joy.
Yeah.
But Sean wrote a book I read this week, and I highly recommend it to all our listeners. It's Jumpstart Your Motivation. And Sean, what's his authority here? For the last 20 years, he spent time developing and implementing training programs for the military, Fortune 500 companies, and a lot of other groups. And I guess it's safe to say Sean wrote the book on motivation. So, Sean, let us know. So we've heard a lot about motivation, but why did you write this book?
Well, hey, Bo. Thanks for having me on the show. I wrote the book because I travel all over the country as a speaker and a trainer and a consultant, and I do these training programs, and I would always weave in a motivational component into that training program. And then people would come over at the end of the program, and they'd say, you know, I was in a rut. And thank you so much. Now I'm not. And, of course, Bo, I would be driving home kind of worried about that person because, you know, obviously if you go to a seminar and you get motivated, my question was, how do people get motivated? But more importantly, how do they stay motivated? So what I did is I wrote this book called Jumpstart Your Motivation, you know, 10 Jolts to Get Motivated and Stay Motivated, because I fundamentally believe that motivation is not an event, it's a process. And so I'm giving people these 10 key elements that if they apply can really transform their lives in terms of getting and staying motivated.
So does one of those, and thank you for being on the show, Sean, we're really excited to have you. Is one of the steps, and I haven't read it yet, I just received it yesterday. Okay. Is one of them either a kick in the pants or a punch in the face?
Or a punch in the face.
Maybe. I'm hoping that Joy's being metaphorical here, Sean.
I know. I am. I completely am. Because I perused the book yesterday evening. But sometimes, you know, do you feel that sometimes that's kind of what people need? Do you feel like when you go out and you speak, because I know you've been doing this for a really long time, do you feel like metaphorically that's what you're doing with these speaking events and this great book that you've put out?
No, it's an excellent point. I mean, that's why the subtitle is 10 Jolts. 10 Jolts.
Yes.
To get and stay motivated. And there's actually little jumper cables, you know, on the front of the book going to the jolts part. So it's, you know, I really feel like a lot of times my role is to give people a jolt or a spark or a push or a kick or a punch, you know, philosophically, so that they kind of wake up and say, I need to your earlier point, you know, I need to do something. I need to take action, you know, in order to change my life. So, yeah, I often am honored to become that jolt.
Well, Sean, what is the, you know, we've been talking about this jolt, and something I find, and this is in the money realm of things, but I could see this applying here too. Sometimes people just need to take a step back and get really clear on where they are. And sometimes when we can be real honest and clear and authentic on where we are, then we can do something about where we're trying to go. And it sounds like sometimes the motivation can come when we can just get to the point to where we're completely honest with, here's the real deal. Now, what am I going to do about it?
No, that's exactly right. And two of the things that I really emphasize in the book is, one, I think that everybody should have clear, articulated goals. And sadly, only about 3% of the population has clear, articulated goals. And I find that people that are phenomenally successful have those articulated goals so that they know what the target is. You can't hit a target if you don't know what it is. And then the second part of that, to your point, is to periodically evaluate where you are. You know, people always wait, well, I have to do my resolutions on January 1st. Really? You're going to wait a whole year to do that? I mean, that's just an artificial thing. So, you know, if you can periodically evaluate where you are and be able to regroup and reevaluate and, you know, reconfigure. And if you're ahead of the plan, you're very motivated. And if you're behind the plan, you can take some action tomorrow and do something about it.
Well, Sean, I love this conversation, and we're really getting started here. And we're going to have to go to a break, but I'd love to get to some more of these keys to motivation when we come back.
Okay.
So if we can get to some more of those, if you'll hold on through the break, I think it's going to be very valuable for our listeners. So appreciate so much for your sharing. But we've been talking with author and trainer Sean Doyle about his book, Jumpstart Your Motivation. And I believe, looking at Joe here, the studio is motivated already. So I'd like to get to a couple more key concepts about motivation when we come back right here on The Rich Life Show. We went to the break talking with Sean Doyle, author of Jumpstart Your Motivation, and we're going to get back to more of those key concepts of how to get motivated, Sean. So what's next?
Well, I think the biggest one is to go down to Burger King and get you some of that ice cream.
I tell you, that brownie sundae is very motivating.
Onion rings.
Well, yeah.
I can make a whole song about onion rings.
Now you're talking. Well, you know, one of the chapters in Jumpstart Your Motivation is have a passion for what you do. And I think that's so critically important. I meet a lot of people as I travel around this wonderful country of ours who are clearly not passionate about what you do. And so I think if you have a passion for what you do and you love what you do, you'll be phenomenally more successful and will you know, climb up the corporate ladder. So my whole piece of advice about have a passion for what you do, it's rather blunt, but is if you don't love what you do, get out. You know, go find something you can be passionate about, because, you know, life's way too short to sit around and be miserable.
You know, Sean, that's so key, and it tied so good to what we talked about earlier with the topic of fear stealing your rich life, because sometimes I think people will be in roles and jobs, and I'm a parent, I'm a student, I'm a son, and there's fear around getting out, and sometimes that's the answer.
I think Sean's my new homeboy. He likes it blunt. It's just like, hey, here's what it is.
That's it. Just give it to me straight.
Let's do this.
The straightforward message. No fluff.
That's right.
So somebody out there listening that they might, you know, they might dread getting up in the morning. Where do we start? I mean, if they don't have the passion, how do we get somewhere with that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, I have a giant list in my book about ways to find your passion. One of the suggestions that I make is to go back and really look at your childhood. A lot of times people have had dreams, you know, I want to grow up and be this, or I want to grow up and be that. And unfortunately, due to life circumstances, they end up abandoning the dream. So to go back and kind of reevaluate where you were to see if there's some way to make that dream happen can be very, very effective. And then the other is, you know, ask people that you trust that are smart and are successful. Those are the keys on what they think you'd be good at. But I, you know, when my daughter was in high school, she asked me what she should take, you know, courses like curriculum. I said, take everything. She said, well, what does that mean? I said, well, do the buffet plan, because I believe, you know, Alexis, that your goal should be to find something that you're passionate about, that you love. And so she was able to do that. You know, but I think one of the goals should be to at least search until you find your passion, because then when you find your passion, just like you guys are on the radio and just like I am when I'm speaking and training, you know, every day is a great day when you're doing what you love.
You know, and I love that point, because I've found through life that sometimes it's just as valuable to do something and successfully eliminate something that you know you don't want to revisit or do and move forward.
So what is Alexis doing now? Pat, what came out of her buffet?
That's a great question. She is a graphic artist and works for QVC, the home shopping channel.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
And they treat her like gold. They, you know, I just want to go on QVC and buy stuff just because they're so nice to her.
Be careful. You might end up on one of those weird TV shows. It has a lot of QVC boxes in their house.
That's right. But, you know, she had a passion for, she was actually had a major, and she came home one day and said, I want to change my major to art. And I said, well, what are you going to do with that? And she said, well, Dad, in your book in chapter 2, it says, I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, no, yeah. That could be true.
I had my own book used against me. But she said, I believe what you wrote. I really think I should. And I said, well, if you want to change your major to art and you love what you do and you do what you love, guess what? The money will take care of itself, and that's exactly what has happened.
That's right. Well, that's great that that you encourage your kids like that, and kids are so important.
Well, when it's in a book, it's kind of hard to argue with your own words.
That's right. You can't take it. It's hard to take it back at that point. Well, Sean, you know, we've talked about that, and I really resonate with this message about find your passion, because I feel like so many people are out there doing what I call their sleepwalking through life.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing to me more rewarding or more fulfilling, but to see somebody actually tap into that. It might have been something they lost 20 years ago, but to tap back into it and absolutely light up again.
That's exactly right. And it's kind of funny because there are negative people in the world who sometimes when I talk about passion will, you know, give me the business and say, well, you know, this passion stuff is overrated. And I'm like, well, let me ask you three questions. They go, what are they? And I said, well, first of all, if you had an employee at your company, would you want him to be passionate or not? And they say, oh, of course, ooh, I want a passionate employee. So, well, you know, if you had a best friend, would you want him to be passionate or not? Oh, no, I'd want my best friend to be passionate. So, well, if you're dating somebody, did you want him to be passionate or not? And they say, well, of course. And I say, well, so you just told me passion is ridiculous, but yet in every area of your life, what do you want?
That's probably why they have no friends and no girlfriend.
and a job they don't like.
And a job they don't like.
That's right.
Good
that's
point.
Right.
Touche.
So, that's just proof of concept, really.
Well, Sean, I thank you so much for what you shared already. And there's so many of these jolts. So we're going to have you come back and share more of these jolts, if you will, because I know it's so valuable to our listeners. But
I appreciate that.
I'm going to recommend everybody get this book by Sean Doyle, Jumpstart Your Motivation. Sean, what's the best, 10 jolts to motivate, not just get motivated, but stay motivated. Mm-hmm. So what's the best way, Sean, for people to go ahead and get the book or get in touch with you?
They can either go to their local bookseller, Barnes & Noble's, or whatever their local bookstore happens to be, and get the book there. They can order on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. And if people want to contact me to train, consult, speak, or, you know, just buy a whole bunch of books, it's sldoyle.com. That's S as in Sam, L as in Lee, D-O-Y-L-E.com. And I'd be happy to help you in any way I can. I travel all over the country speaking and training, and I'd love to help you and your organization.
Well, I appreciate that, Sean. So, thank you so much. We'd love to have you back in the future to share some more of these topics and concepts. And guys out there, the people listening, the thing I really love about this book that Sean's put together is that it's one thing to write a book that says, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yes, I need to be more motivated. But chapter by chapter, each of these 10 jolts, which are the chapters, there's a thorough list of questions and action plan that you can go to move towards that. So I really appreciate the book, and everybody should check it out. So we're going to have to go to a break.
And Sean, we really appreciate you being on. We really enjoyed it.
Well, thanks for your time. I enjoyed spending time with you guys. You guys are a lot of fun.
All right. Well, got more on The Rich Life Show.
Now back to The Rich Life Show on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
What a show, Joy. What a show.
We have had way too much fun.
Let's talk
today
about the ground we've covered. I mean, we started with Steve and some of the people sharing the good and the tough things that made up their rich life.
Hey, and not only that, but we also, I got to think about onion rings for an hour over at Burger King. And we went to Sean, who was such a great guest that we had today. And he understood. It made me feel a little bit more normal that sometimes folks just need a kick in the rear.
Need a kick in the pants.
That's right.
And say, wake up, maybe.
Wake up.
So we did. So we went from there to, we talked about the fears that keep us from living our rich life, and how sometimes in the name of protecting ourselves from a bad outcome, we really ensure a bad outcome for ourselves.
Well, if we set ourselves up for failure, we're going to fail. And if we don't get up and take action in any aspect of life, then we're just going to sit there forever.
So just like both Sean shared and what we talked about with the fear, what can we do about it? Do something now.
Or you can call me and I'll come kick you in the pants.
Yeah, you can. We have a new service, a new consulting service. It's 888-727-JOY, and I'll send her to your house. And she will kick you in the pants if that's what you need.
I'll kick you in the pants. Come on. I wear toe shoes, so that might be a little weird.
So I appreciate our listeners. And if you have questions when it comes to your financial planning and the things you need, and you just like a review to make sure you're doing the things that are appropriate, you're not paying more fees than you need to, and you're not taking more risk than you have to, our team's always available for a free portfolio review. And a review or a second opinion is never a bad idea. And you can request that at www.richlifefinancial.com. That's richlifefinancial.com. And it's been a lot of fun. And I can't wait to see you all next week right here on the Rich Life Show.